This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Calls for help paying energy bills jumped 60% this year. A nonprofit that helps people cover energy costs says bills are expected to increase this winter. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
Denise Stepto with Energy Outreach Colorado says many of the calls are from people who fell behind on their bills during the coronavirus pandemic. Others worry their bills will increase due to a global shortage of natural gas and other fuels.
How long does it take to recover from a pandemic? I don't think any of us have that answer.
The group is paying an average of nearly $600 per household to settle past due bills. Homeowners can also apply for help through the federal low-income home energy assistance program. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The pandemic has pushed many people into homelessness. Patricia Darrington visited the Denver Rescue Mission for the first time this year, but she's hoping to get back into a home by Christmas.
This is my first time homeless, so starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel after only a year. I'm already planting my tree and all that.
Colorado has one of the highest rates of workers quitting their jobs. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that may be a good thing for the workers.
Because they're probably quitting jobs to take better jobs with more money and benefits. That's the theory among economists, anyway. Colorado is ninth in the nation in the rate of workers quitting their jobs, according to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's 94,000 workers who left their jobs in August in Colorado. It's arguably never been a better time to look for work. Job openings are at their highest level since record-keeping began. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado is mostly sunny today and through the rest of the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.